East in Pennsylvania. And for the first time in 2022, we are back. I'm so excited to be joining you guys again for this semester as a host. This won't be our regular meeting time, probably. Still got to figure that out, but really excited to be back. And thank you to whoever's listening in. Up first, I found this song by Mac Miller over break, and I'm really excited to be sharing it with all of you. If you haven't heard it already, if you haven't listened to Mac Miller, what are you doing with your life? This is Right by Mac Miller off of his album Circles. Really cool song. I'm going to be quiet in a minute and let you listen. But just really cool artist and a really good song to get us started with. So let's rip it.
Right.
That was Right by Mac Miller off of his album Circles. You know, one of the things I really like about Mac Miller is he's a really just special kind of lyric, or he was, excuse me, a really kind of special lyricist. And also, he was able to capture the raw emotion of himself, of his friends, in so many ways in his music. And it was just really cool. I've been listening to a lot of Mac recently. It was just really cool to be able to kind of listen to him and hear just and understand his music differently. Another artist I've been spending a lot of time with over my winter break has been Chris Stapleton, the famous songwriter who's now turned into a country music rock star. And this is a song off of his most recent album, Starting Over, entitled Old Friends. And one of the cool things about Chris Stapleton is that he's this dude who went to Vanderbilt for about a year, wanted to be an engineer, and then he discovered this love of music, and he's been trying to make it big ever since. And he's really blown up over the past couple of years. But again, one of the coolest things about him is he's an amazing lyricist, and with that, he's written for people like Adele, The Steel Drivers, Taylor Swift, all of these big names. And now people are like Lizzo, other pop music stars are trying to like work with him because he's just a phenomenal songwriter and a true pillar of the craft. So with that being said, this is Old Friends by Chris Stapleton off of his album Starting Over.
Like when you're making conversation and you're trying not to scream, and you're trying not to tell them you don't care what they mean, and you're really feeling fragile and you really can't get home, and you really feel abandoned. Shine like diamonds. Old friend, you can always call. Old friends, Lord, you came by. You know it's old friends after all.
That was Old Friends by Chris Stapleton off of his album Starting Over. Up next, we've got a song that came out recently by Ty Verdes. It's a single. So I can't really tell you what album it is, but the name of the song is Last Day on Earth, spelled kind of funkily. So let's take a listen. A little more upbeat, a little bit faster. So if you're doing some work, if you're maybe cooking up some early dinner or whatever it may be, maybe this song will keep you going and get your toe tapping a little bit and make life a little bit more fun. Let's take a listen.
Get to be a billionaire yet. Fly around first class, private jet flex. Use a black Amex. Get up out the duplexes. Buy a Lexus. Take a road trip to a spaceship. And I'ma get on. Bounce up in the sky and I'ma get gone. Gave up too much just to see one more dawn. If it was my last day on Earth. If it was my last day. If it was my last day on Earth. If it was my last day. If I close my eyes and the sun don't rise, will I be okay? If it was my last day on Earth, if it was my last day.
One of the things I really like about that song, which was Last Day on Earth by Ty Verdes, a recent single, again, sorry, was I love the saxophone in that song and just kind of the energy that it brings with it. And it's just got this really cool melody, or like using that as the bass track and then his own lyrics building on top of it makes it a really fun listening experience. And especially down here in the studio, putting it on the loudspeakers is a lot of fun, so you can't complain. Up next, we've got another recent song that came out on beginning of January by an artist that's a favorite of mine, Mom Jeans. This is Graduating Life off of their recent EP, Graduating Life. So let's take a listen and hope you enjoy.
Look out my window. All this time we've you were my stars and moon. Everything ends too soon.
That was Graduating Life by the Mom Jeans. And I love Mom Jeans. They've got a great album, I think, called Best Buddies, which was their debut album. They just had some awesome tunes to it and some of my favorite music. I was actually introduced to Mom Jeans by a good friend of mine who's currently abroad, Ian Duffy. And I love them so much. And it's really cool to be able to kind of share this music with you. I think one of the cool things about Mom Jeans in particular is, and some of their tunes, is that with what's coming down the pipeline for me as I graduate in a few months. And it's interesting to see and hear them kind of talking about those ideas of graduating in this particular context. So up next is a song that I recently discovered, which I've been loving. It's by this artist I also recently discovered called The Steel Drivers. The song is entitled If It Hadn't Been For Love. And it's got this really cool kind of energy to it. It's a fast acoustic song, but a little bit angry behind the way they're strumming the chords. So super neat and really cool vibe. So hope you guys enjoy. Let's take a listen.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been. Would have been gone like a wayward wind if it hadn't been for love. Nobody knows it better than me. I wouldn't be wishing I was free if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Fuck old walls against my will. At least I know she's alive and still. Never would have took a mind to try good down if it hadn't been for love. Never would have loaded up a 44, put myself behind a jailhouse door if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Fuck old walls against my will. At least I know. Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have loaded up a 44 and put myself behind a jailhouse door if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. If it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. If it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love.
Oh, I love that song. I love the line, especially Four Cold Walls, like that kind of chorus and chorus slash like pre-bridge. It's just really cool, and you can hear the emotion in the singer's voice, and just there's a little tinge of anger. You can imagine someone's life, someone's marriage, someone's relationship falling apart, but also kind of not the pain of losing that, but of losing a person necessarily, but losing that love, losing that backbone. God, isn't music just awesome? I love it. A song was actually written by the next artist, who I listened to once, but I really like him, and I'm in a little bit of a kick, so we're gonna listen to him again. Up next, we've got "Traveler" off of Chris Stapleton's album "Traveler." It's an older song by his, but again, really cool song. Really love it. So we're gonna take a listen. Hope you all enjoy it. I want to thank anyone that's listening from out of state, potentially online, like my mom is right now. And thanks for tuning in. So let's go. This is "Traveler" by Chris Stapleton.
I see the sunrise creeping in. Everything changes like the desert wind. Here she comes and then she's gone again. And I'm just a traveler on this earth, shut my heart behind the pocket of my shirt. I just keep rolling till I'm in there, 'cause I'm a traveler. Traveler, oh, I'm a traveler.
That was Traveler by Chris Stapleton off of his album Traveler. I really like that song. And again, this is just a love letter to Chris Stapleton at this point. He's an amazing lyricist, and he captures a level of emotion and just soul in his lyrics and his music. And it's just really cool to kind of hear it. I have no experience ever being a cowboy, but there's a level of Chris Stapleton's music where I can kind of see myself, similar to how he's lived his life of traveling across the nation, playing music, writing songs, and being a little bit of a cowboy. Like, there's love in that, and that's kind of cool, and that's kind of that's a different kind of dream that I might have one day. Up next is a song that I was first introduced to off of the show Yellowstone, which is on Paramount Network, but this is Driving by Zach Bryan off of his album Elizabeth. And Zach Bryan is just an amazing artist, and anyone who's interested in this kind of like whiskey country-esque music where it's like not necessarily like, oh, beer country, where you're like, oh, I'm gonna play some country music, listen to some Luke Combs and drink some beers. It's like, no, it's whiskey country. I'm gonna listen to this music, have a glass of whiskey, and look over at the sunset and be a cowboy. And then that's Zach Bryan for you. So let's take a listen to Driving, and let me know what you think.
Driving through the night when those stars line up like they should. You've turned into what you've been through, but you used to be for good. Thank that old photograph, your mom in 89. Your dad laughed, said she was like that when she had herself too much wine. Steadies when you start to disappear. You wanna be in the mountains or smelling water by the coast, but you can't get out of your own mind, so you're settling in coast. And you just drive to stay alive. One more day passes by. You just drive through the night till that darkness turns to sky. You think about your sister and the mighty heart she has. She's been sober for a year now, how the time it seems to pass. It told you it would go quick, but you never tend to listen. Don't you miss your mama, boy, humming hymnals in the kitchen. And you just drive to stay alive. One more day passes by. You just drive through the night till that darkness turns to sky. Concrete is the same here as it is in Rogers County. I bet those boys are doing fine, running roads without me. Don't you miss the days when we'd sneak jack in football games? No one in this town remembers my name anyways. So I just drive to stay alive. Through one more day passes by. I just drive through the night till that darkness turns to sky. You ever been driving through the night when those stars line up like they should? You've turned into what you've been through, but you used to be of good.
If that's not whiskey country, then I don't know what is. You know, I was recently heard from a little source that there's been a lot of yeehaw country on the show today, and yeah, there is a lot of yeehaw today, and you know, it's not too shabby. Dreams of cowboys and great playing, sometimes you just gotta embrace those and play some tunes like this. This next song is, yes, another these next two songs, actually, I'm gonna play two back to back, are, yes, more yeehaw, but this next one's very different. This is actually a cover of a Post Malone song. This is Circles by Post Malone, covered by the Cadillac 3 off of their single, got it right that time, Circles. Then after that, we're going to do Who Built the Moon by Shiny Ribs off their album Well After a While. Let's take a listen. Let me know what you think.
We couldn't turn around till we were upside down. I'll be the bad guy now, but no, I ain't too proud. I couldn't be there, even when I try. You don't believe it. We do this every time. Was doomed from the get-go. You thought that it was special, but it was just a sex though. And I still hear the echoes. I get the feeling that it's time to let go. Seasons change and our love went cold. Feed the flame, cause we can't let go. Run away. An onion, and then he let it dry. Then he
rang it like a bell. And it made him cry. Then he covered it up with dust and dirt. And he made it hollow so it wouldn't hurt. Then he cut the rope and it came unwound. Then he raised it up, up off of the ground. Now the moon is hanging in the sky, shaking up. The moon. Somebody once asked the astronauts who built the moon, but they would not talk about the pilgrim in his lonely shell, looking down on the earth all by himself. But they was really worrying about his lonely bones. Said, can we send a mission to bring him home? But by the time that the Apollo, it touched down, he was hiding in a hole under.
That was Circles by the Cadillac 3 and Who Built the Moon by Shiny Ribs. So I first want to talk about Circles. Like, I love that song in part because it's really cool because I'm a Post Malone fan, and so I know the way that he does that song. And to hear how the Cadillac 3 covers it, and just, again, with one of the cool things about this yeehaw kind of kick I've been on, you get to hear the emotion differently in a lot of cases. So that's a really good example of that. One of the other things I've really enjoyed as I've listened to a lot of country over the past 2 months has been there's just so many great stories hidden in music, like the song Who Built the Moon. Like, it's a silly, almost fable-esque story, but it's awesome. And it's got a cool kind of emotion and message at the end of, like, maybe we wouldn't be a little less lonely if it was built this way by a pilgrim who took an onion and, like, dried it out. Like, it's silly, but it's cool. And it's a song that, like, even just now I was jamming out to and I was singing along to. But thankfully I had my mic off so you guys didn't hear my gross bass belt. But, yeah. So this was episode 10, week 10 of doing the show. Really thank you to everyone who listened in. I got one more song to you. I don't know if it's going to be our weekly show slot yet. I'm a little tight because I got a class starting at 2:10. So we might be changing that around, but I'll keep everyone who cares updated. Up next, we've got a song that I found really at the beginning of January, and it's been a song that's gotten me through a couple of long weeks. This song is just awesome. It's by the artist The Steel Drivers, who we listened to a little bit earlier. But this is Where Rainbows Never Die. And because it's the last song of the show, as always, I just want to say, here's to living forever and all those who can't. Thanks for listening in. Hope you enjoy this.
I'm an old man now, I can't do nothing. Young folks don't pay me no mind. But in my day, I sure was something. Before I felt the heavy hand of time.
Thanks again for everyone who listened. This was Bud Light and Sunshine. You were listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been your host, Matt Post. Wish you all well. Peace and love forever and ever.